a familiar stranger. That's how poison ivy is described by one of the few researchers who studies the despised plant. It's everywhere, but often overlooked. So WPLN's Blake Farmer had to go to a neighboring state to get help in understanding how poison ivy is one of the sneakier species lurking in the Tennessee woods.
I'm not crazy sensitive to poison ivy, but in my summers spent landscaping, I developed an eagle eye for the stuff as a means of self-preservation. Even I noticed it grows on the ground like a creeping vine, sometimes like a shrub. It also climbs.
Yes, that is poison ivy growing all the way up this tree. It sprouts branches.
I took that video and a big batch of photos hiking on the Cumberland Plateau. Some leaves have smooth edges, others are sawtoothed, still others have angular lobes, all the same plant species. I needed someone else to marvel with me, and I found John Gillesco at Virginia Tech, a poison ivy expert.
I'm trying to be. I aspire to be, let's put it that way.
Gillesco had his own run-in. He was cutting up a tree with an electric chainsaw. Little did he know that his power cable was dragging through poison ivy all day. So he went to coil it up and didn't know it, but got the oil all over his arms. And 2 days later, the rash appeared.
As a scientist, I said, oh, you know, this is interesting. You know, how bad can this be? All just leaves this untreated. And then about the next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, I learned just how uncomfortable poison ivy rash can be.
Wait, so you left it untreated to sort of see what would happen?
Yeah.
He now wears 2 pairs of gloves and sometimes a Tyvek suit when he's trampling around in poison ivy. It's a plant so commonplace, a few people study it, but Gillesco has become utterly enthralled.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
For one thing, sometimes those varied leaf styles show up on the same plant. Also, most animals don't seem bothered. Some even eat it, Gillesco says. Among humans, researchers have learned it's more than a simple allergic reaction. There's a protein involved, which explains why anti-itch cream and steroids won't automatically clear up a nasty case. And for some reason, if you get poison ivy once, the rash comes on faster next time.
The most interesting thing, of course, is both why and then how. And at this point, you know, we don't know.
One thing we do know is that learning how to spot poison ivy can save a lot of misery. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.